We have a tale. We have a tale on the show.
You are live.
Whose tale? Oh, we're live. Hey, good morning, everyone.
We got a bubble.
Welcome
cat.
To the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. We have bubbles. Where's your tail, Bubble? We have a tail. She finally made it past the dogs. New adventures out here. New world. She's all excited. She's all happy. Right, Ed?
21 person.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
There you go.
One person's watching.
Well, anyway, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way to bring value to the customer, not work 50, 60, 80 hours a week, and get home to your family and friends so you can have some fun and have fun in the office as you're working. And sometimes we talk about teammates. And they don't get along with each other, like Bubbles and the cat and the dogs, right?
And I know another team.
What another team?
Hockey.
Hockey team?
Yeah, Flyers.
The Flyers?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But do they get along with each other?
No, they're not. In the 76ers, they're not going to pass.
They're not going to pass. Okay. Anyway, we're off on a tangent. So, hope you're doing well today. It's like the third day of the new year, Eddie. We're 3 days into it. So we're officially into the new year.
This is Bubbles' first time in the new year coming in.
First time coming to the office in the new year. Yeah, after those dogs came. It's been 3 weeks almost. So what I'm going to talk about today? I want to talk about two things. I want to talk about, one, taking things in small steps at a time. And we're kind of talk about that. And what are you doing, Bubs? What are you doing to the cat? No. I want to talk about Agile software like Jira, VSTS, Azure, version 1. And how I describe it like being a Tesla. And sometimes you just got a lot of drive. Everybody wants to manipulate it and change it, force it to do something. But the software does pretty good, handles stuff pretty well itself. And when you start messing with it is when you get the accidents. And that's what I see a lot of times. So we'll talk about that a little bit, how that works, and then small steps. So just talking about Jira and Azure, and I think it's Microsoft's Azure project, a DevOps
ear.
Product.
There's an ear.
And an ear. There's an ear. And a cat ear. So I was talking to someone the other day, and I like to just build simple systems. A lot of the software programs, you need a little bit of an add-on because that's how they make money is with the add-ons. But you don't need a lot. You can use a basic system right out of the box if you let it alone and do its thing. Where I would have people who would build these elaborate queries and things like that to bring data out and then manipulate a spreadsheet and do stuff with time and hours and things. And I'm like, well, if you were to do just what comes out of the box with these programs, you'd be 90% further along than any other Scrum team that exists on the planet. I just want to tell you that. And I don't think people get that. And I think I will be doing some episodes with some Jira software and some VSTS.
And some Bubbles.
And some Bubbles. And so that you can see how if people would just do the basic stuff, they'll be fine. With the basic Scrum boards, the backlog board, prioritizing that stuff. If they did those things, one, their daily Scrums would be like 6 minutes long. Sprint planning would take less than 20 minutes. You know, except for the tasking effort and just managing the workflow and having communications and having the teams update stuff, it really doesn't take much. But people like to make it some elaborate, add 50 million fields of data and make it really crazy with the data collection, which then discourages anybody from updating the system. And then they go, well, we need to get us. We need to track it. No, just let them do their job. You know, let Jira do its thing. So that's my thought. I just wanted to share that with you. Next time you look at all these fields and things people want to add and all this extra queries, just look at the heart of the system. You know, you got a couple reports. It does some release management. Sometimes it works good. Sometimes it doesn't. And managing the boards and the backlog. You do those couple things. You got everything you need to do. So that's what I want to say about that as far as that goes. And then take a small step. So I love organizations who want to, like, when we start, let's do the whole world. Let's go across country. So here's an example. And I don't understand where things in real life that work better in real life, but people don't want to apply it where we work in business, software development, any kind of project management. So the other day, so we got our two adopted dogs, right? And we're trying to get them acclimated to their new lives and fear factors and things like that. So we decided we would like to go for a long drive with the dogs and take them with us. But we're not sure how they'll take it, right, Ed? Mm-hmm. So the other day, we just drove down.
And I got hurt.
You got hurt.
Because Betty, stomped on me.
Betty stomped on you. Okay. So we drove down to the local Navy Yard. It's 15 minutes away. Mom took forever, though. Yesterday. We drove all around the city yesterday. But anyway, so the dogs are – one dog was fine. Jerry, the little mm-hmm. white dog, he was fine. Whatever he's a mix of, I don't know. But then Betty the Beagle – Bagel. She was very nervous and everything, very upset. She was kind of whining a little bit on the way down.
So when we came back, she wasn't.
When she came back, she wasn't, right. So she was relaxed. So we were wondering maybe she probably got dropped off somewhere or lost or something. Who knows? Maybe she got dumped as a dog. You know, people do things like that. But the key was we didn't want to let's just do a long thing and just bear with it now. So we're going to do small little drives, get her used to it, just like in Scrum, small little sprints, getting used to what we're doing. And then we'll go for the big drive later on, but we'll work their way up. And that's the same way we do with Scrum and Agile. You don't necessarily go bite the big whole thing and maybe you didn't like it. Maybe it doesn't work out well. You try little steps and you get used to it. Once you get used to it, it's second nature. It's like doing demo and reviews every sprint, doing retrospectives and all that kind of stuff. So that's what it's about. And I don't understand why people want to go for the whole enchilada and not try making small little ones and just going with that. And that's something I think in business and IT, we mess that up a lot.
Wait, did you do the show yesterday?
Yeah, I did the show yesterday. Okay. All right. That's all I had today. Take it easy when you do a lot of things. Practice small experiments. The more small experiments you get used to, the longer experiments are easy. Right? Right, Ed?
Yeah.
Take a couple trips with the dog and then...
And Bubbles takes a long time to go off the table.
And Bubbles takes a long time. She's working her way down. All right. We want to say goodbye. Say goodbye. There's Bubs. Say goodbye, Bubbles.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Bubbles.
Bye.
All right. You all have a great day. Happy scrumming. Enjoy your Sunday. This was our 499th episode. Tomorrow's the 500th episode. I have to figure out something special to do tomorrow.
And there's only one person watching.
I know. We're live. That's okay. More people see it later on. All right. Take care, everyone. Happy scrumming. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the little bell so you get notification when we do go live. And have a great day.
Happy scrumming.
Happy scrumming. There you go, Eddie. I'm training them early. See ya.